Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 11, 2020. This edition is brought to you by PayCademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about global data finds a push to digital payments in Singapore due to COVID-19. JCB, Agribank join forces to issue JCB Ultimate Credit and Debit Cards. Kohl's to launch a digital portal to boost its e-commerce capabilities. Zipwhip, Authvia team up for a secure way to pay via text. Amazon Project Zero launches in 7 new countries. E-commerce and other card-not-present debit transactions surging, Pulse study reveals. Younger generations drive UK alternative payment methods adoption, PPRO reveals. Now let's get started. Global data finds a push to digital payments in Singapore due to COVID-19. The COVID-19 pandemic has accelerated Singapore's push to digital payments, with rise in card payments and decline in cash usage, according to global data. The data and analytics company estimates total card transactions, POS and ATM, in Singapore to grow marginally by 0.4% in 2020, compared to 7.8% growth in 2019. While card payments POS is forecasted to grow by 2.5% in 2020 to reach US$85.3 billion, cash withdrawals at ATM is forecasted to decline by 3.4% during the same period. Backing from big banks and large merchants has made contactless mainstream payment methods in Singapore, as contactless cards are accepted by most retailers. The current pandemic is expected to further push the adoption and usage of contactless cards in the country. JCB, Agribank join forces to issue JCB Ultimate Credit and Debit Cards. Vietnam Bank for Agriculture and Rural Development, Agribank, and JCB International have announced the launch of Agribank JCB Ultimate Credit and Debit Cards. Agribank JCB Ultimate cardholders will enjoy global travel insurance, one special and complimentary dish at selected Japanese restaurants in Vietnam, up to 100% off green fee at 10 luxury golf courses, and one free stay at FLC Golf Resorts Group and free access to over 70 international airport lounges in Vietnam, Thailand, Singapore, Malaysia, Korea, Japan, Hong Kong, China, United Kingdom, and Hawaii. The cardholders of Agribank JCB debit card enjoy various benefits such as withdrawal insurance at ATM, special discounts at more than 100 restaurants, free access to JCB Plaza overseas customer service centers. The holders of Agribank JCB card can access JCB acceptance networks globally with about 34 million merchants and over a million ATMs in the world. Enjoy special privileges at selected merchants and customer service at JCB Plaza around the world. Kohl's to launch a digital portal to boost its e-commerce capabilities. Australia-based supermarket, retail, and consumer services chain Kohl's has announced it will be launching a digital portal that will offer daily refreshed deals. According to Inside Retail, the initiative is called Kohl's & Co. and comes as an effort to personalize online shopping recommendations to its customers. The new offering will be housed within Kohl's website and made available starting the 13th of August 2020. The portal will enable consumers to benefit from shoppable specials as well as rotating content such as recipes, tips, and products. Moreover, Kohl's will no longer deliver printed catalogs starting from the 9th of September 2020, though some will be available in store for browsing customers. By making this change, Kohl's will save over 10,000 tons of paper each year. Furthermore, the shopping portal comes after a series of digital initiatives, following Kohl's partnership with loyalty program Flybuys to launch its own payment platform, FlyPay, Inside Retail reported. ZipWhip, Authvia team up for a secure way to pay via text. ZipWhip, the inventor of texting for business, has revealed a new partnership with Authvia, the messaging-based payments provider, to launch TXT2PAY for ZipWhip. The integration offers automated text-based payment requests from within ZipWhip software, allowing users on the web, desktop or mobile apps to send payment requests to customers, easily turning conversations into real-time payments for goods and services. Business Wire reveals that payments are deposited into a business bank account of choice and several reporting configurations are available for tracking activity. Consumers are able to make payments by texting back with the last four digits of their phone number in response to payment requests. TXT2PAY allows consumers to store multiple debit and credit cards within the Authvia wallet. TXT2PAY for ZipWhip is about having conversations regarding purchases or bills and instantly receiving payments over SMS texting. The platform is available for ZipWhip premium customers and allows them to request and receive payments from customers in seconds, with a confirmation text sent to both parties as soon as the transaction is complete. Track and manage requests and payments in one convenient Authvia dashboard that provides customizable reporting software to make billing and reconciliation simple. Sign up for a new processing account or use their existing payment processor for TXT2PAY transactions. Amazon Project Zero launches in 7 new countries. Amazon has announced the expansion of Project Zero to 7 new countries: Australia, Brazil, Netherlands, Saudi Arabia, Singapore, Turkey, and the UAE. According to the press release, Project Zero combines Amazon's advanced technology, machine learning, and innovation with the knowledge that brands have of their own intellectual property so they can drive counterfeits to zero. Launched in 2019, Project ensures that customers always receive authentic goods when shopping on Amazon. Over 10,000 brands from large, global brands to emerging entrepreneurs including Arduino, BMW, Chess Central, Lifeproof, Otterbox, Salvatore Ferragamo, and Veet have already enrolled in Project Zero. The expansion is making the program available in 17 countries where Amazon has a store. Moreover, brands that are enrolled in Amazon Project Zero and already have a trademark enrolled in one of the newly launched countries will automatically be able to use Project Zero in these additional stores, while new brands can learn more about and enroll in Amazon Project Zero at www.projectzero.com. Project Zero uses the following three key components to protect and empower brands. Amazon's automated protections, powered by machine learning that scan more than 5 billion attempted daily product listing and look for suspicious listings. A self-service tool to empower brands and provide them with the ability to directly remove listings from their store and detect potential counterfeit listings. Product serialization, which is enabled by a unique code that brands apply within their manufacturing or packaging process, while allowing Amazon to individually scan and confirm the authenticity of every single purchase of a brand's enrolled products. E-commerce and other card-not-present debit transactions surging, Pulse study reveals. Discover Financial Services Pulse has revealed that card-not-present transactions volume grew at 10 times the rate of card-present in 2019, while issuance of contactless cards nearly tripled. According to the press release, card-not-present debit transactions surged 21% year-over-year in 2019. The 2020 Debit Issuer Study found that one card-not-present transaction type account-to-account A2A transfers using debit as the fastest-growing category of debit, doubling year-over-year and accounting for 40% of total debit growth. These increases reflect growth in consumer use of debit to shop online and to fund purchases and person-to-person transfers using apps such as PayPal, Venmo, and Zelle. In addition, more business-to-consumer payments are being delivered via debit, including insurance payouts and payments to gig economy workers such as drivers for ride-share services. While the growth rate for card-present transactions was a modest 2%, these transactions still represent 73% of all debit transactions. Furthermore, mobile wallet payments using debit cards in 2019 jumped 94% year-over-year, reaching a record 1.3 billion transactions. Apple Pay accounted for approximately 1.1 billion, 85%, of those transactions as it outperformed Samsung Pay and Google Pay, posting 100% growth year-over-year. However, changes in government guidance, business practices, and consumer behavior in response to the COVID-19 pandemic are expected to accelerate the major shifts the 2020 debit issuer study identified. In addition to greater use of debit in card-not-present environments, the average ticket size for these purchases is larger than a transaction made with a card. The average card-not-present transaction totaled US$61.48 in 2019, while the average card-present purchase totaled US$34.10. Besides, even prior to the pandemic, issuers participating in the 2020 debit issuer study cited offering contactless debit cards as their top priority. While 29% of respondents were issuing contactless debit cards to at least some cardholders at the end of 2019, up from 10% at the end of 2018, another 37% expect to be doing so by the end of 2020. Overall, based on issuers' stated plans in early 2020, 87% of debit cards are expected to be contactless by year-end 2022, as a result of the COVID-19 pandemic. Younger generations drive UK alternative payment methods adoption, PPRO reveals. A new study from PPRO has revealed that younger generations feel confident using or have used alternative payment methods. According to the press release, as the migration away from traditional payment methods in the UK accelerates, younger generations are leading the adoption of alternative payment methods, APMs, such as bank transfers and e-wallets. Therefore, 42% of millennials born between 1980-1993, and 35% of Generation Z, born between 1994-2001, feel confident using, or have used, these methods of payment before. In the UK, any payment method other than credit or debit cards is viewed as an alternative payment method, APM. However, across the globe, these forms of payment are considered local payment methods, LPMs, due to their broad adoption. In fact, there are over 450 significant local payment methods currently available worldwide, which account for more than 70% of global e-commerce transactions. Moreover, ongoing COVID-19 restrictions have seen a surge in e-commerce in recent months, with many consumers forced to shop online for everyday goods. As a result, UK consumers have been more inclined to try a range of digital payment methods to enable a convenient transaction experience. Currently, 89% of UK-based consumers are confident using PayPal, whilst a further 31% express the same confidence in using mobile wallets such as Apple Pay or Google Pay. This form of payment is particularly high for younger generations, with 68% of Generation Z stating they use mobile wallet technology. Furthermore, for younger generations, seeing a buzz about new payment methods in the news and on social media has been a key driving force for local payment adoption, as 31% of Generation Z consider this the biggest motivation to try new payment methods. For millennials, 37% said that merchant acceptance is their main driver. For the overall UK population, however, security was ranked the top adoption driver, even above reputable brand image, with over half, 59%, of UK consumers stating security is the most important influence on their usage of new payment methods. This highlights the growing need for online merchants, PSPs and fintechs to address consumer perceptions around trust and assure the security of payment methods at checkout. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.